Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And y'all have tuned in to Where Am I Going?, where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and we search for meaningful answers. And tonight, listeners, we're talking about Mercury retrograde, and we already have an issue, don't we, Perlita?
That's why we're so out of breath.
We came into the studio, and this show actually aired at 4 a.m. Were y'all listening?
Michelle, missed the date.
Somehow it was scheduled for 4 a.m. instead of 4 p.m. So here we go.
This like what, that. You were affected by Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, this is exactly what we're talking about. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to talk about how to navigate this particular period of time. But before I begin, I wanted to give a shout out to my friend Margaret Miller Minor, who allowed me to come and stay with her in Boulder. I had a meeting with an astrologer, Deborah Silverman, but she had she had hosted a function for me to talk about feng shui, which was just lovely. It got to meet a lot of nice women.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it was terrific. And this one woman, Karen Priestley, asked me a couple of times about my feng shui book. And so because of that prompting, I'm going to do a feng shui book before I teach at the University of Texas in the spring. So great idea.
Oh, you're going to write one before spring?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's a chapter in a book, but I think I can do a whole book on it as much as I've done.
Oh, you've got so much material.
I do have so much material, so I'm really excited about that. And another good thing is, drum roll, bang the tambourine, Venus is direct as of today. So what that means, guys, remember, y'all, we were talking about the week before Venus going retrograde, meaning love issues, relationships of all kinds, you know, all of that stuff. Well, it's gone direct as of today. So thank goodness. So whatever love was put on hold, and it can go forward now.
Relationships, but also I'm sure a lot of people learned a lot of things about relationships.
And also, Pearly, you know, a lot of us looked in the mirror and we were like, oh, my God, is that me? Are we so ugly or is that me every day? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. So, yeah, so that's a really good thing. And then we have just a couple of more things. There's a shadow, people, until October the 1st. So if you are inclined to have electric surgery or specifically plastic surgery, and you can delay it, and hopefully you can, then give it till October the 1st to kind of unclog the energy.
Wait a minute. But then they're going to be right in the middle of Mercury retrograde.
Thank you so much. So that Mercury retrograde, which we're speaking about tonight, is October the 17th to October the 9th. So not a good time for surgery of any kind. So, and before we talk about Mercury, let's talk about the two eclipses we have this month, a lunar eclipse on the 13th, and we can talk about that next time we see each other, but a solar eclipse is on the 27th. So the 13th is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time, good luck, and it's a beginning of some area of your life. Then the full moon on the 27th will be the fourth in a series of blood moons, warned to us by the ancients, because it only happens two times. It's only happened, this is the second time in 5,000 years. So I don't think the world's going to come to an end, but if so, Pearl, I just want to tell you how grateful I am for your friendship. And you're not going to see me that I don't have a Snickers bar sticking out of my face. I can tell you that. I am not dieting. So that's where we are with that. So eclipse on the lunar eclipse on the 13th, great time for new beginnings. Solar eclipse on the 27th, hang on to your hat. It's actually, full moons are a great time to take action. So manifest and then take action. But let's talk about Mercury retrograde. And if you have any questions, you can certainly call us at 760-542-4307. Again, 760-542-4307. I'm going to launch the chat room. And thank you, listeners, for downloading us. Most of you do. We're so grateful that you have decided to spend some time with us, and I'm liking our 30-minute format. Are you, Pearl?
Oh yeah, I think we leave out all the
chit chat that you and I do.
The chit chat uninformation.
Yeah, let's just call it a spade a spade. You're boring. We were tired of your talk.
Trying to fill a whole hour. No.
Yeah. No, our guests have been really good. But
yeah,
so the 30-minute format is good. Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, what is Mercury retrograde? And this is a period of time that both Perla and I had adhered to for quite some time, because in the advertising business it really came into play. But of course, a planet is not really going backwards. But from the point that you are on the Earth looking up, it does appear, as it did to the ancients that coined this phrase, to be going in a backward position. So what that means is, it's kind of like if you were in a car, okay, you're driving in a car, and another car passes you, you can tell it's going faster than you. But if it slowed down and then you passed it, it would appear that the car was actually going backward, right? Well, that's the same kind of analogy that you can think of for the Mercury retrograde. And as the old astrologers used to say, Perla, as above, so to below.
Yeah.
So that's why we wanted to talk about that. Now, Mercury rules so many things, Perla, so let's kind of talk about that. It rules all types of communication, listening, speaking, texting, reading, editing, researching. I mean,
law.
It goes on and on. It also rules formal contracts and agreements, important documents.
Law.
Law, term papers, deeds, leases, wills, and, you know, on and on and on. So, and also it's a domain for what we all, this is, affects us so much, transportation. And that's not just you going on a trip, but that's shipping, FedEx, UPS, mail. Let me tell you, listeners, what I do when I have to mail something, when Mercury's retrograde, I always use that, either if you're going to go to the United States Post Office, that thing that somebody has to sign that they got it, or I use UPS because you can track it.
Yeah. Because even though, you know, I mean, it's affected in so many ways, communication, transportation, so many things go into that one delivery.
Yeah, and exactly. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, Perla. But also, Mercury, if you think about anything with a moving part, so that's, you know, this is not a time to buy a watch or a phone or a car or, you know, really anything like that. So be very, very aware of that. So let's talk about what you should do and what you shouldn't do to navigate this period. And I just want to start out by saying I love Mercury retrograde. I was born during a Mercury retrograde period.
Me too.
And we are not, you and I, Perla, are not, we're Libras. We're not immune to Mercury retrograde. That's an old urban wives' tale. But for some reason, I guess just because I've been practicing it for so long, because Mercury retrogrades occur 3 times a year for 3.5 weeks. So it kind, you know, so I guess we've done this so long and so often that, you know, that we're kind of used to it. So what to do and what not to do when Mercury goes retrograde.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not necessarily a bad thing at all. Because why? It's a good thing to, anything that has an RE, review, reflect, renegotiate, refinance, all of those, you know, for me, in my work, it's a wonderful time for me to go back and redo a chapter, a proposal, which is what I'm doing. I have an important business meeting that I'm going to collaborate on a potential new book. This is the perfect time to do that because you're reviewing a relationship. You're reflecting on it. This is a good idea. No actions will be going forward. It's a wonderful time for that. If you have a loan you want to renegotiate, God knows what's going to happen with the interest rates. It's a good time to do that.
They may be jumping up and down.
Exactly.
Supposed to, yeah.
Right. So it's not a good time, however, for anything new. No new endeavors. Nothing related to the communication industry. Like in my world, not a good time for a publicity campaign. You don't sign contracts, but also, Perla, I learned this the hard way, you don't even shake hands on a new agreement. You don't do that. And unfortunately, a pretty nice woman asked me this in Boulder about a house, and it's just a really bad time to buy a house during this time.
What about getting married?
Not, because it's a contract, right? Not a good time. And not a good time for, we already talked about surgery, plastic surgery. Of course, Mars is really a planet of surgery, but anytime Mercury goes retrograde, all those moving parts, right? So, of course, you know, let's get real. If you have an emergency, what are you going to do?
You can help it.
Yeah.
You can help it. Just relax them, you know, wait it out.
Right, but you can control when you're going to buy a car.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, definitely something to consider.
I bought a car once during Mercury retrograde.
And that was the last thing you did, last time?
Yes. I mean, I got hit twice. Luckily, I wasn't in the car. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it turned out to be such a lemon. Such a beautiful car, but such a lemon.
Boy, I made that mistake one time, as well. And it was my car, like you'd be driving down, you know, the interstate and the horn would start honking. And I would just wave at people like I know them because I was mortified. Or like the rearview mirror would just drop or, you know, or the hood would come. I mean, it was just, and then one time I was in the parking lot, and it wouldn't go forward, only backward. I mean, it was just horrible. Horrible. So let's this is a long list of things that we should watch out for. I know that you have several little things. I already talked about sending documents. What do you think?
Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
You tell me if it's a Mercury retrograde thing or not. Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes people have glucose levels right now that fluctuate. People with diabetes.
Well, yeah, that's a Mercury retrograde thing. Because why? Because even your body has a communication system, right? So this is a really good time to go to the doctor to review, reflect, this is a good time to go, you know, like also to like a spa because you're going to re-energize yourself. But be very careful what you hear the doctor tell you and if you're hooked up to a machine. Does the machine have moving parts?
Yes.
Of course. So be very
write down
careful.
Everything he says, record it. And also your appointment will probably be late.
Or the doctors, it's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have an appointment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't have a show scheduled today.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's notorious for causing computers to crash, for machines, appliances, electrical devices of all kinds to need urgent repair. So
back up your computers now.
Exactly. And also get ready for your washing machine, your dryer, dishwasher to go
break
on.
Down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and I have to tell you, okay, so I bought this new car for Barry, whenever it was, and it was right before, because I thought I was so smart, I bought it right before Mercury went retrograde. Okay, I'm driving back from Sedona when I did that feng shui retreat a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And you know the side panel, like right when you're right by, you know, you're driving, and you look out, and there's like a side panel between your side window and your windshield. And it just came off. It just came off. I had to pull off the highway. An 18-wheeler pulled off. This guy, just had this really gut, horrible feeling about this man. He came up, well, little lady, can I help you? I'm like, get the fuck out of my, I'm sorry I said that. But, yeah, I mean, no, I don't need your help. And I always have duct tape in my car, slap some duct tape on that baby, and off we went. There is a Mercury retrograde situation.
And didn't something happen to that car when you were driving it back from where you bought it?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Because
I wasn't even out of the dealership 5 minutes. A car, like, goes by, and not a rock, but, like, a brick lands on the windshield, shattering it.
That's kind of like my car would attract accidents. But that brings us to a good point, Michelle. I mean, you didn't buy it during Mercury retrograde. Like right now, we're not in Mercury retrograde, but we're right before.
Yes. So when a planet of any kind, any planet, is about to go retrograde, the force of that retrograde is always more powerful at the beginning. So as we said, we got into the studio and our show tonight wasn't scheduled. Well, it's at the beginning. We're at the beginning phases, okay? So as the retrograde period continues and goes on, it lessens its effect until the very last day.
Yes.
So
the first week, the first couple of weeks leading up to it, the first week are the worst.
Right. So if you do buy something like a car, computer, something, you're going to regret it. I guarantee you, something will happen. There will be an issue like I just described. Something. So if you're buying a house, expect problems, errors, delays, setbacks to arise, something.
What about like emotional stuff, like fights with your significant other?
Well, because Mercury is what? The planet of communication. So this is a time not to push the limits in a relationship. I am making cookies for Barry today. I'm getting ready to really just zip it and, you know, and I'm not talking about not expressing emotions, but you must be so careful what you say, especially in an email or a text.
Yeah.
It is so difficult to communicate in a very one-dimensional level like an email or a text, and so many things can get misconstrued or emotions that aren't even present another person could interpret incorrectly.
Or you can just not hear it correctly. I mean, I can't believe the things that I think I hear, you know, somebody tells me, pick up bread from the store. They should say it three different times. Pick up bread from the store. Don't forget the bread. Bread, don't forget I told you pick up bread from the store, because you hear different things.
We should say it in Pig Latin and in Spanish for you. Could you write it down, Perla? Pick bread up.
I don't know. I hear sometimes, hey, we have lots of bread. Don't bring any.
God. And, you know, and also, let's talk about the most famous, and you know what I'm going to say, the most famous Mercury retrograde story occurred in the presidential election.
Oh, my gosh,
between
yes.
Al Gore and Bush.
And an astrologer told me that that would happen, and I didn't believe it, but it did.
Because the moving parts in Florida, of course, miscommunications also happened. And also the miscommunication of people thought, oh, well, you know, Al Gore's got it. And actually, he did have the popular vote, as everyone might recall. But the electoral vote gave it to Bush.
And remember the hanging chads?
Right.
All of that was during Mercury retro.
Yes, so that is a really, really good example. So some things that you can do is take a pleasure trip. You know, this is actually a perfect time to go and get away and, you know, tell everybody at the office that you'll be back soon and, you know, and you'll be missing all the problems.
Your plane will be late, but you don't care.
Yeah, you don't care because you're on vacation. And if you have a connection, just make sure that it's a, you know, oh, I had a 20-minute connection when I left Denver Airport to Phoenix, 20 minutes. So I sat in the very front of the plane, and what was happening? It was late. So I grabbed my bag and just, I had my Stingray boots on, and I landed in Terminal C and had to go to Terminal D, but at least we were like C-13 and I had to go to D-4, so it was not, but I ran, like I ran, and ran all the way up to the gate and walked on the plane. So that, you know, so yeah. So also an issue that you have all the time, but forgetfulness can be a problem for the rest of us. And I'm just kidding, because I'm the one that forgets things.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
I forget things. But it's also things like you're going to leave your ticket or your passport at your desk rather than put it in your pocket, or you're going to leave your cell phone, sunglasses, gloves in the back seat of a cab. You're going to lock yourself out of your house. You know, tape your business card to the back of your computer or smartphone case. Slip a card into your, you know, all your treasures, that, you know, especially your suitcases.
And you know, when you and I were in the advertising business, you were, I still am, but we used to tell our coworkers, be careful this time, proofread everything, check everything twice, and they used to say, yeah, right.
And everything, a print job, all those moving parts would always happen.
Oh, my God.
And
the print jobs would have typos, yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I have a nephew that has a birthday on Saturday, and I'm going to buy him a gift card, so I'm going to photocopy the card's serial number. So if he loses it when he gets it, or if it doesn't arrive, I'll have that information. There's an example of what to do.
Yes.
Of course, you can, you know, keep the receipt and all that stuff, but, you know, it's just...
But, you know, another thing that happens a lot during Mercury retrograde is when you send people texts, they don't get them for whatever reason.
Yeah, and so make sure, you know, absolutely. And if you're traveling, especially, you know, you've already got a trip planned and you're listening to this going, oh, my goodness, I'm traveling overseas, please make a photocopy of your passport. Give it to your family members. Get an extra copy and put it someplace else. These are the kind of things that happen. You lose your passport. And if you lose your passport overseas, make it a color copy of your passport. And do it today, right now, while you're thinking about it.
And double-check your alarm.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot tell you how many times during the last Mercury retrograde, twice, my trainer didn't show up for my workout in the morning. And I work out at 5 in the morning, so I was pretty pissed.
Exactly. And again, romance goes haywire during this time. Couples have miscommunications, which in turn causes domino effect of error. So try not to jump to conclusions and strive for clarity. That's what you're going to go for. And if somebody says, you know, I really want to break up, you could say, you know what, let's just give it 10 days. You know, let's just regroup, give it 10 days and see what happens when the phase clears, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just these are just some handy truths that you can, you know, kind of think about, and it's kind of like a different change of wind directions. You know, there's going to be an influx in the road ahead, but everything's going to look the same, but it's going to be changed just so slightly. It's difficult for you to have that clarity. So it's kind of, you know, it's everything looks the same, and yet there's an undertow of a difference. That's what you're feeling.
So, Michelle, does Mercury retro affect people whose ruling planet is Mercury more?
Well, it's called the exalt period. Yes, because you're ruled by that. We just got out, you and I just got out of Venus retrograde. So Venus rules our sign.
Yes.
So it's really, yeah, it's gonna really affect those poor souls even more. So maybe that's why you and I really don't have problems with Mercury retrograde. It doesn't rule our sign.
I have problems. I don't know about you, but
But we're ready for it. So we plan, we schedule into our calendar to review, reflect, renegotiate, reevaluate, redo, rewrite. You know, all of those things. This is a great time. Like right now, I'm writing my article that's going to be due for the magazine November the 1st. So I'm really thinking about what, you know, so this is a great time to get ideas and that's, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, Virgo is one of the planets that's ruled by Mercury. So if your birthday's around this time.
Or if you have a Virgo rising, I have a Virgo rising. Uh-huh. Yeah, so if you have, yeah, exactly. And we have a question in our chat room. Is it a good time to take a job? I'm so sorry. No, when you take a job, when Mercury's retro, there's something going to be about the job that's not, you're going to have to take it because you've already said it, but there's something about the job that's hidden that you didn't know about. The boss is going to have two sides to a personality. I don't know. Something's going to happen. There's going to be some sort of thing.
Mercury rules Gemini as well.
There you go. So if you were born in May,
yeah,
to June, so... Yeah, so that's that. So Mercury retrograde is only 3.5 weeks. Again, if there's, you know, anything that you can delay, do it.
Now, I get to ask this question a lot.
Okay.
Why do we have, I mean, what's the purpose of Mercury retrograde?
To review, reflect, rewrite, We live in a society where everything is so fast-paced. It's, you know, my friend Margaret said I was spinning around like a top. I am a micro of the macro. I mean, I'm really trying to slow things down. I'm making such a conscious effort. Because when someone comes from love and gives you some advice, you can't even see it. You really take that to heart. Well, that's what's happening in our world. Mercury retrograde should happen more than 3 times a year. It's a time for us to slow down.
Look around.
Have clarity.
Yes.
Be really present in each moment that occurs. So it's not something to fear. It's just something that we need to navigate. That's all.
Yeah, because it teaches you lessons also that you wouldn't normally, you know. If you, for example, forgot to back up your computer, boy, that's going to teach you that you better back up your computer often because maybe this time may not have been a bad time, but next time you may lose even more data.
Exactly. So reassess, revisit, readdress, redo, redesign. If you are wanting to redesign your house, this is, you know, it's Mercury retrograde allows us to stop, look, listen, and redirect our energies more productively. It also helps us, you know, actually, you know what happens to me in Mercury retrograde? I tend to find closure in certain situations. They reveal themselves to me because they reveal, right? So that what is hidden comes out oftentimes, and so you can do that. You can, how many times have you and I talked about this? We reconnect with old friends.
Yes.
I have an old boyfriend. I don't know. That guy was born in March. So anyway, he calls me or sends me a text. Hey, you want to have every Mercury retrograde? You can set your clock by it. Love to hear from him. Oftentimes I don't have time to get together with him. But I just, it's Mercury retrograde. Yeah, I'm hearing from, okay.
Yep. We have friends like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And you always tell me about yours too.
Always during Mercury retrograde.
So it's a Western human nature, I think, for us to want to hear new opportunities are coming our way, and we're also freaking, you know, set on go. But this is a time of reflection, okay? So don't assume everything's going to go wrong with Mercury retrograde.
Well,
sometimes everything works in your favor if you know the signs to navigate.
Just be cautious and things.
But you know what else happened in the advertising business, or this could happen in any business, clients come back. Like if clients have said, I really am going to go someplace else, you could be an attorney, you could be a therapist, you could be anybody that has a client or a customer if you're in retail, they come back.
If you lost them, they come back.
Yeah, and so then that's up to you to decide, you know, what it is that you're going to do with that, but they come back. So that in a nutshell is Mercury retrograde, and again, We only have 5 minutes left, Perla. Again, that period of time is September the 17th through October the 9th, but we, Perla and I, very sensitive to this kind of situation, are feeling it now.
Already feeling it.
Yeah, so y'all
must show today.
Yeah, y'all must be feeling it now, too. I mean, people are about to go batshit crazy. I mean, that's just the way it is. And we have a full moon. And we have a full moon when Mercury's retro.
Yeah.
As happens, you know, pretty much every time. So be on the lookout. So I want y'all, if you're not driving and you're really listening to this, I want you to get a pencil, pen, something to write with, or you can just look at your phone. So write this down. September the 17th through October the 9th is Mercury retrograde. We have two eclipses this month. Lunar eclipse on the 13th, September. Solar eclipse on the 27th. Okay? So the 13th, great luck, new beginnings in your life. The 27th is two times in the history, like in the last 5,000 years, this is a new time to take action. So those are the things that you're really going to want to pay attention to. We're out as of today, September the 6th. Venus has gone direct, but as Perla indicated at the beginning of the show, still not a good time for plastic surgery, Botox. What else do people do? What are those things called? We don't know because we don't do it. Fillers. I don't know what they're called. We don't know.
A massive haircut or...
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's a good point. If you are thinking, you know what? This long, beautiful, hair of mine, I'm so sick of it. I'm going to get a haircut. Just wait. Anybody can wait 3.5 weeks to do something. You're going to regret changing your appearance.
You do a little maintenance on it, but don't do massive stuff.
Now, if you have to have surgery, you have to have surgery. We're not talking about that. We're talking about elective surgery.
Elective, yeah.
And it's also a good time to go back and, get in contact with old friends. Call your family if you haven't in a while. Call your mom and dad. You should be doing that longer than every 3.5 weeks. But if you're lucky enough to still have your parents breathing on this planet, why don't we all make a pact that we're going to call our parents and just review, reflect, our brothers and sisters, We each have our own family, our family of friends, and I always consider you a family, Pearl. Of course, you're the black sheep of the family, but I still consider you family.
But we see each other all the time, so.
Oh, too much. What's wrong with that? Which reminds me, as we're coming to the end of the show, next week I'm taking off because I'm getting a certification in essential oils. So we will be coming back week after next with a show on essential oils. I'm so happy. I'm a curious person.
I can hardly wait till you tell me what kind of oil I need.
Yeah, we all are waiting on that, Perla. Okay, so can you believe the show is over? We want to thank you guys for listening in and downloading. And again, we want to remind you to think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and for goodness sake, be kind. And we're going to add one thing, back up your computer.
Yes. And check your alarm clock.
Expect delays. Back up computers, right? Oh, my gosh, that's what happens.
Let's keep track on the news of what happens nationally.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to, yeah, it's, oh, my gosh, it's, yeah. I'm just, everything that's going on in the news today, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, another program down, Perlita.
Nice.
I know, so thank you for joining us. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And y'all have been listening to Where Am I Going, where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions. We search for meaningful answers for all of y'all. Have a great week, and thanks so much.
Bye.